This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, Alex Jones here, the hour number four on this Thursday edition. I appreciate the callers holding. It's a catch 22. We got 20 phone lines because I got 15 calls or so in that hour, but then couldn't get to the rest of you. But I appreciate you holding. Gary is a police sergeant in Arizona, and he's on January 6th. He says he has a warning to the people. Thank you for holding, sir, and welcome.
Yeah, hey, Alex. Hey, everybody. First thing I want to do is let you guys know that Arizona really needs a lot of prayer right now. We have about 3,000 volunteers at the Veterans Memorial Coliseum. They're getting all kinds of harassment, intimidated, but they're being taken care of. We just need prayer for them right now.
No, you're right. And for those that don't know, there's massive intimidation and harassment of the folks that have... The word is they've got total proof of election fraud. This is going to be a pretty big bombshell when it gets released.
Yes, sir. And the police officers in Arizona... For the most part, they're good people, most of them. However, there's a county here in the state I don't want to talk about. They're kind of a captured operation right now. And, again, I think prayer is about the only thing. So I just want to remember everybody to get in their Bible. Romans 9 keeps coming to me a lot. Alex, I just want to thank you for all the prayers and talking about Jesus Christ to us all. And just want everybody to be safe and God bless. And please, please be careful where you're at, be aware of your surroundings at all times.
I'm really worried about a false flag. I mean, that's their next move. You think I'm wrong, or well, what do you think they're going to hit? How do we stop them doing it?
I pray to God that we're all wrong. I pray to God that they're a captured operation now. However, you know, being a Christian man and doing the prayer I'm doing right now, you can feel it. I think we all do.
Yeah, I feel physically sick, and I'm not guilty, but my soul is, do something. Stop it. Stop them. I don't know what to do.
To be able to tune in to you right now, and I'm praying for you. I'm praying for Tucker Carlson, praying for all these people right now that are keeping us in this fight. It's so important.
By the way, brother, how great is Tucker Carlson? How much courage he's got?
You know, that guy does not need to do this. Like you, he could have been promised an island somewhere and on and on, but you guys are true patriots. Jesus Christ is working through you guys. I don't care what people say about Donald Trump. Jesus Christ is working through him right now.
100%.
I don't care what he's done in the background, whatever. This is a whole new deal now, guys. Evil versus good.
Well, this is the attempted I mean, we are witnessing the takedown of the United States. And sure. It's just out. And again, people go, well, let's get violent. They've got it set up to do that. No, we don't want violence. We've got to politically and culturally expose them.
There's one more huge thing that I really wanted to ask everybody. You know, you go on YouTube and you have people telling you people have been arrested, they've been executed, they've been charged for treason, on and on. It's really so much disinformation right now.
Oh, you're talking about all the Q stuff.
Whoever these people are, there's groups of them. And they have these shows, and these people are still holding on, thinking, you know, everything's going to be great, which I hope it is. But they're actually...
Well, listen, they do that, and again, I'm not judging anybody that got into the Q stuff. That is disinfo operatives putting out false hope so that you don't get motivated. Absolutely. I appreciate your call.
I'm very thankful you let us know about this a long time ago, because that's really going to hurt a lot of people.
It is. Thank you, sir. All right, I'm going to go to break because I can't jam a call in 60 seconds. So I'm going to come right back to Dennis and then Scott and then Matt and Aaron and Ray, to all of you. And then we've got Matt Bracken coming up, who is a smart guy. I want to get his take on this because I just constantly just, you know, that feeling of, for me, I'm not scared of the globalists. It's actually the opposite of that. I'm scared of, like, I'm supposed to be doing something. It's like, what am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? I'm on air. You keep us on air. We're covering it. Tucker Carlson's exposing it. Others are exposing it, and that's a good thing. It's just that you can feel the evil. I mean, my goodness, the U.S. government's captured announcing that white people are the enemy and the police are the enemy, and they're going to this is it. I mean, the thing is, they want to get you used to a takeover to the point when they actually take over, you don't do anything. Well, they're doing it now. But then if we get violent, what do? You fight the feds and the police that are compartmentalized? It's mind control. They don't know they're part of a takeover, so they're not an enemy. But then they want to have a terror attack to then get the cops and military after us to really start the war.
InfoWars is here because there's a war on for your mind. That's why it's been our motto for more than 25 years. And if you research even the UN's own admissions, over 2 billion people on planet Earth out of 7.5 billion have cognitive disabilities, lower IQ because of lack of iodine. That's why they work to make sure iodine isn't in the food, isn't in the salt anymore. Now, regular iodine that you find in food is bound to different minerals, and so it's hard for your body to absorb. But if you get the proper type of iodine, there's three types that are good for the body, it does amazing things. It's essential in the body. But we have our amazing tri-iodine. A big shipment came in, and so we're able to offer it at the lowest price ever, 60% off. That is Survival Shield X3, 60% off with three types of powerful iodine. Tri-iodine is from a patented process that stabilizes the iodine and makes it even more powerful at the cellular level. You and your family will love it. It's incredible for your body. Get it at InfoWarsStore.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. We're now 6 minutes into hour number four on this Thursday, June 17th transmission. We're trying to spotlight false flag events and people that were at the Capitol on January 6th or law enforcement and military to give us your take. We're going to take five or six final calls right now very quickly, but the crew's going to kill me if I don't plug because we need to fund the operation. This shirt is very popular. We have it in three colors. Save the Frogs, InfoWars.com. It's a fun shirt. You can talk about atrazine in the water and the feminization. They're at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the operation. So I want to thank you all that have gotten the shirt and encourage those of you that haven't to get one today. Also, this Sunday or Monday, as soon as I get rid of the sale, the vitamin D3 with the calcium, the vitamin C with the zinc, these are all huge doses. These are vitamins you can take big doses of. And then the high-quality whole food multivitamin, all those are 40% together, free shipping, and, of course, double Patriot points. And then the new special, when that ends, the Survival Shield X3, Ultimate Krill Oil, and Biotris Selenium are now back in stock. They are all 60 to 40% off as well. Take advantage of it all at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, we got 9 minutes left. Let's go through the calls, the order they were received. Let's talk to Dennis in Texas. Go ahead, Dennis.
Hi, Alex. It was fascinating listening to you and Jesse and Larry. And it was one of the takeaways I got from that discussion was that the government wants us to be fearful and they want us to be angry. We should deal with the government from a point of strength, and we should be very brave with them. But we shouldn't use any force. They're prepared for force. They're just itching for a fight. We should not give that to them. We need to go to God. And prayer is a wonderful thing. And one thing that will make prayer even more effective is if we approach God from a humble position.
I agree with that. But what are we going to do about them staging violence on the feds to get the fight going? Obviously, we're not going to offensively do that. It's dumb, and it's not going to hurt the globalists. So, but the thing is, the obvious move is false flag. So that's the $64 trillion question is, what do we do about the false flags?
We need to go to God, and we need to demonstrate peacefully. One thing that scared the crap out of these people was when we showed up in Washington, D.C., they never expected it.
Oh, the first two big events really got them upset because they were peaceful, they were great, and then that's why they set us up on the big one, yeah.
Yes, absolutely. But what we need to do is we need to throw this in and put it in God's hands. And
I agree. January 6th has intimidated a lot of people. Not, I don't want to say it's intimidated me, but it made me pull back to where I suddenly haven't gone out and done a bunch of demonstrations. I've done a few. Trump's coming back out. It's time to come back out. We're going to be peaceful. We've learned how they set us up. We're not going to get set up again.
We need to go to God with and lose our pride. We need to demonstrate to God that we're really in this fight.
Well, brother, I've lost my pride and my ego a long time ago. I've told God, take me over decades ago, and I guess God kind of has. But I agree. I'm ready. I'm totally humble. I want to do whatever God says, and I try to do whatever God tells me to do. I appreciate your call. God bless you. You're right. We need to do it. Absolutely. That's what I pray for. I don't ask God for something. I just say, will you please have me do what I'm supposed to do? That's my prayer. Okay. Matt in Missouri, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex, my birthday is 6-1-72-6-1-1-6. My sweetheart down in Georgia is a patriot as well, and her birthday is Epiphany also. So 6-1-1-6, we're meant to be together.
Well, good to have you with us, brother. What's your view on this?
Let me tell you something. I was at the Capitol, Alex, and as you're walking over that knoll where the Washington Monument is, and you're heading down towards the lifts, the crowd was so huge, you couldn't really hardly get very close because of the barricades and the restrooms. Well, as I was heading down there, it was still Trump Jr. was speaking, I think, and Giuliani. Well, as I was heading that way, I looked back at the Washington Monument, and there was a tour bus, and these guys jumped out of the tour bus all in perfect military alignment. They were wearing all black, perfectly matching uniforms with helmets, goggles, elbow pads, knee pads, black boots. They were in perfect synchronicity. They'd obviously drilled together. There was two columns of 20s, okay, and they started jogging towards the Capitol well before Trump even spoke, okay, so probably about 11:30. And what are they chanting? F Antifa, F Antifa.
That's what all the witnesses told me, and then they're the ones that attacked the police first.
Like a locomotive. They went up there and they broke through the first barriers. I tried to hear Trump's speech. You know as well as I do, the rain the day before messed up all those amplifiers and speakers out there, and you couldn't hear anything. And
that's why the feds won't release the hundreds of hours of footage, because there's hundreds of cameras, because the word is it's the federal units running over the police. They don't want that seen.
Okay, so I left early. I went on my own. I came from Independence, Missouri. I tried to get people to go with me. No one would go. But I went on my own. I went on behalf of Jesus Christ. I went on behalf of my First Amendment being completely trashed. All these cowards, the churches would not stand up and say, this is a satanic government. This is an illegitimate government. It's stolen.
I understand. So what did you see? What did you see?
Well, okay. So I started going up, and I remember you said, George Washington said, don't wait for orders from headquarters. Go to the sound of the cannons. So as I was going up there, the first barricade that was at the road was gone, and everybody was up for his General Grant statue, okay? And by this time, I guarantee you that whenever that group, that squad that went up there, I mean, they broke through that first barricade. They had to have. I wasn't there, but, I mean, the way they were...
Those first groups broke through to try to lead the crowd to assault.
Correct. So as I'm heading up there, I'm hearing these cannons going off. Boom, boom, boom. What is this, you know? And I'm seeing a stream of people coming down that have been gassed, that have been maced, and been clubbed over the head by batons. I'm going, what the heck's going on here? This is peaceful. We're up here chanting, God bless America. Everybody's high-fiving and selfies. This is a totally peaceful thing going on. I'm starting to notice as I'm inching up and we're filling up, people are saying, fill in, fill in, fill in. And as we're filling in, now they're really, I mean, we ran them out of tear gas bombs. Okay, but they completely ran out. Those booms stopped because they ran out of those canisters. But at that west entrance where there's a slum of probably 50 guys turned up out of the way, and I was about 20 feet back from that. And I was thinking to myself, this stinks. This smells like a trap. I'm not falling for this crap. I'm here as a representative of Jesus Christ. I'm not here to commit any crime. I'm here as a witness.
I understand. So what else did you witness? What else do you want to say?
I told my children before I left, I'm going as a diplomat. I'm not going as a warrior. But when I go back, I'm going as a warrior. And what I'm saying to you right now is 1776 is now. We will go peacefully, but we will peacefully assemble until they give us what we want, and we want justice.
All right, brother, I appreciate your call. All right, let me jam in another call here. Let's talk to Ray in New Jersey. Go ahead, Ray.
Down here, on the 6th. And one thing I noticed that was very strange. We were ready for Antifa to intimidate us, but there was no Antifa around. But we didn't realize till later they weren't there to intimidate. They were there to infiltrate. And another thing I noticed, I haven't heard anybody say this. Out by the Capitol, there was this large tower about 25 feet. I guess it was a media tower where TV cameras are supposed to go. And there were guys up there with a megaphone. These guys
Total liberal theater types saying attack, attack. Alex Jones says attack.
Yeah, and I was like, I'm looking at the...
Because I was told by everybody about him. Did you see him say Alex Jones says attack?
I didn't hear Alex Jones, but I just heard them talking about press forward.
Yes, press forward, yes, yes.
When they're to break through the line, go up on the bleachers. And so if the government really didn't want inciting or infiltrating the Capitol, there's your guy right there.
Now, I've seen video of those guys. One had a beard. They all look kind of like, you know, liberal, you know, twitty guys. They look like a bunch of sissies. And they're like, press forward, attack, attack. And I was told that those same guys were like, Alex Jones says it, Trump says it. How ridiculous. I'd never said that.
Yeah, it was totally ridiculous. I mean, I actually wanted to go up on the tower and drag him down or something, but I was outnumbered.
Brother, I'm glad you held to tell us that. We got Vaughn and we got Aaron, but I'm going to try to get to you. But Matt Bracken's coming up here on this live Thursday, June 17th broadcast. Only reason we're on air is because of you. Thank you, listeners, for keeping us on air. They don't want this year. They don't want us to be a focal point to do research. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Don't hide it. Well, Matt Bragg's about to take over, former Navy SEAL, author, researcher. I remember him in the months before January 6th saying, watch out, they're going to do a false flag. I thought a mass shooting, maybe a car bomb, maybe, say, Patriots blew up a federal building. Well, no, they just provocateured with FBI operatives and others and Antifa into the building, and the rest is history. And that's all coming out now. But with the announcement officially, I mean, they said it 5 months ago when Biden got in, but now it's official, that the main enemy is Americans, that 65% of the country are white supremacists, that the CIA, FBI must interdict us, even members of Congress. These are chilling statements that are being made, and now official policy has been put out. Obviously, they're going to need a false flag or group of false flags to submit this new domestic war. So they're trying to start an official civil war, branding Americans that are faithful to the country as Nazis. They themselves as Captain America. Matt Bracken predicted it all, and I want to see how he thinks they're going to strike next, how we expose this, what we do. Obviously, Tucker Carlson, congressional hearings, gubernatorial commissions. They're really getting freaked out by Tucker Carlson coming out with that Revolver article and a lot of that collated evidence. And so we want to stay on that. Matt Bracken, take over. I'll be listening to get your take on all this.
Hey, Alex, thanks. Boy, it's almost impossible to know where to begin after that. I would say what's coming next is the big cyber attack and maybe also a UFO revelation. You know, we're going to find out about the UFOs, and they're probably going to have some advice for us, some friendly advice that we'll be told the globe has to unite and listen to the aliens. That's probably coming. But in the shorter term, I think we're going to see a huge cyber attack, and something to always look for is it's sometimes described as predictive programming. I'm not really keen on that phraseology, but they do drills. The globalists do drills, and then suddenly that exact same thing happens. Like they did a pandemic drill, then suddenly there's an accidental lab release and we have a pandemic.
And now they're doing a bunch of these cyber attack drills and then doing real ones to beta test and see how they'll respond. I totally agree with you.
Exactly. They did this with Operation Red Mirage. They for months before the election, they said, don't worry about election night returns because it's going to take days or weeks for all the votes to come in. Exactly what happened. So the next thing that's going to happen is a big cyber drill. This is where they're going to try to convince the world that we just can't get along as independent sovereign nations fighting each other. You know, we're all going to need to row together in unison. We saw some of this at the G7. We all know on this program that Build Back Better is a Klaus Schwab World Economic Forum mantra. It's like a code word, a code phrase. And not only did Joe Biden use it during his campaign, both Boris Johnson and Joe Biden, and I didn't watch every minute of all their meetings, but I'm sure that some of
the
other leaders said it.
Like parrots. They're just, it's constant.
Yeah. Right. Build Back Better is their salute to the globalists. That's their way of saying, Klaus, we're all on board with the globalist plan. So really, we're just seeing actors or mannequins out there in Cornwall, England. What's going on is a synchronization for globalization. Now, at the very top, the Chi-Coms and the Klaus Schwab, George Soros globalists, they probably each think they're going to come out on top. I think that they each believe that, you know, that the globalists think that they'll be able to control the Chi-Coms. The Chi-Coms think they're using the globalists to wreck America and the West, and then they'll rule the ashes. But it doesn't really matter, you know, who wins between the two of them, because in either case, you know, Western Europe, Western civilization, America will all be destroyed. So it's even money whether we're going to see the big white supremacist mass attack or we're going to see a cyber attack to convince us that, you know, the dirty old dollar greenbacks, we've got to get rid of that. We're going to have to go to a global digital currency. And a part of the cyber attack will also be to convince people, and this is coming right from Klaus Schwab. It's really creepy. He sounds like a James Bond villain when he talks in German, French, or English. And he's upfront about it, that we can't all have privacy because any Russian hacker could take down critical infrastructure. So part of the return to normalcy after the big cyber attack is going to have to be everybody's digitally plugged in with their
global internet ID for taxation tracking control, which he says will then be a chip under the skin finally.
And they went in another direction that's related during this Cornwall, a 15% global tax that at the beginning will just be G7, but you know they're going to pressure countries. They're going to say, oh, countries that aren't doing the 15% global tax, of course, 15%, that's just the starter. But they're going to say any countries that aren't kicking in the 15% global tax, they're not going to have, friendly relations. They're not going to get the first level of tariffs. So they're, and where's that 15% soon to be raised and raised and raised? It's going to some form of a global government, which is going to, of course, have to have a global military to enforce it. Because clearly our own military is not orienting towards fighting the Chinese or the Russians or the Iranians. Our military is reorienting to fight the American people. That's as clear as it can be.
This is the famous UN occupation.
Run into tankers.
This is the famous UN occupation we always heard about, Matt. I mean, it's all here. It's all happening.
I don't think they'll need a UN occupation. Our own military will do it. And in fact, our current Joint Chiefs of Staffs, in a year, they could turn around and say, all American soldiers were now putting on a sky blue UN helmet. That would be an order. And they're preparing us for this by getting rid of the legacy, heritage, traditional American soldiers, driving them out and replacing them only with social justice warrior, you know, pink-haired, trans, lesbian albinos. And that's all they want. And that type of a troop will be glad to put on a blue UN helmet. They won't need to invade with the UN. They'll just say the U.S. military is now under global control. Absolutely, this is what they're setting up with our military. They could care less about if Taiwan is conquered. They don't care about any of that. All they want is for America to be subservient to the globalists. This is the top ranks of our FBI, CIA, NSA, and our military. This is the message that they're getting at West Point and Annapolis and the Air Force Academy, that national sovereignty, you know, is an evil old legacy we have to get rid of.
Perfectly said, and man. I'm going to set obstacles up now and let you take over, but you are absolutely on fire, and I just appreciate it. I mean, what is it like for you as a veteran, as a patriot, just to actually watch it happen? Isn't it surreal to now be inside the New World Order?
It's surreal, but, you know, knowing their playbook gives us so much power. You know, imagine before a big game if you had the opposing team's game plan. And that's the importance of this information war. And you were talking about this, you know, explicitly with Larry Peterson and Paisley the last hour. We know their plan. And sharing
Stay
this
there.
Information
we know their plan
is
with
the
Matt
key.
Bracken. We know their plan with Matt Bracken. That's the name of this interview. I'm going to shut up. You take over right now. Matt Bracken, EnemiesForeignAndDomestic.com. Stay with us.
I started taking high-end fish oil and high-end krill oil more than a decade ago because the scientific literature is overwhelming. It's good for your heart, your brain, your whole body, your well-being. A lot of folks take it before they take tests. People that have arthritis pain, they take it. It's well known for the things it does for our body. It makes our lives so much better. Then I learned about high-grade fish oil and high-grade krill oil. We've got both at InfoWarsStore.com. But with the COVID lockdown, supply chains have broken down, so it's been months and months and months since we've had krill oil back in stock. Well, it's back, ladies and gentlemen. And despite the fact that it's already very fairly priced for the grade it is, highest quality, we're offering it at 40% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping and double Patriot points. Because I want those of you that have already been customers to have a chance to get more of it, and I want new viewers and listeners who haven't tried it to get it from us, and then try regular krill oil that is not one-tenth as powerful as ours. This is the highest grade, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Matt Bracken.
You know, I wrote my first novel, this one. It doesn't do real well on the green screen. I wrote this after 9/11 because I've long understood that false flags are so effective. And like I was just discussing with Alex, exposing their playbook is the best way to take away the play's power. So exposing the concept to people of the false flag operation, this is really critical. That's why I wrote a book that involves, you know, federal agents trying to expand their budget and power, shooting into a stadium, knowing that it's going to lead to the banning of semi-automatic weapons, which won't be respected or obeyed by millions of Americans. So anyway, because of this and the topicality of false flag operations, I put this book on a free run today on Kindle. So if you go to Amazon and you look for Enemies Foreign and Domestic, you can download it today and tomorrow for free. You know, I'm on Amazon Kindle. Now, the book has 1,400 some reviews. It's been well received for years, and I think it still provides a lot of insights. Now, what's important to know about false flags? It's being used in a very broad, generic manner currently. But what happened in January 6th was a variety of a false flag. It's called what I call a buffalo jump. This is where a well-meaning herd of patriots or buffaloes can be misdirected and stampeded by feds straight off of a cliff. And that's what we saw on January the 6th. A year earlier, something similar was lining up for a kill shot in Richmond, but we talked about the danger of it being a buffalo jump, you know, with armed Second Amendment supporters descending on the Richmond Capitol. And the Virginia State Police Commandant was very smart. He put a big temporary fence all the way around the Capitol. You could have the guns outside. You couldn't take any guns inside. There were magnetometers and so forth. So they had clear rules of engagement, clear delineation, and nothing bad came off. Alex was there with the tank. Everybody remembers. I had been warning about the potential for this being a buffalo jump. I got a lot of criticism for this because it came off well. A lot of the reason it came off well was because of the worries about what would happen if it didn't come off well. But think about how easy it would have been to turn the January 2019 Richmond Capitol into a fiasco like the Capitol last January 6th, the Washington Capitol. So this type of an event, a false flag, buffalo jump false flag, we have to be very, very wary of this. Now, this leads to a discussion of federal informants that come in a variety of flavors. You know, you've got badged feds, FBI, ATF, etc., that for the weekend or for the week, they're just not wearing a uniform. They're not identifying themselves. Some of these guys are allowed to wear their hair long, grow beards, etc. Then you've got actual undercover feds who are assuming a complete false identity for a long period of time to go undercover. But that takes some doing. That's not easily accomplished. That's the Donnie Brasco kind of a scenario. Then you have a variety of paid snitches, contract informants. These are guys that will pretty much sell their mother for money or drugs. And then they're often used by police and feds to target their the enemies of the feds. So these guys will somehow come back to the feds and say, oh, there's a drug house. This is why they have so many wrong address raids. These guys are not very competent. They're not very reliable. Sometimes they're just trying to settle their own scores. Now, the last group is by far the most dangerous. This is the group of patriots or former patriots who have been trapped by the feds in some situation where they're then pressured or coerced into cooperating with the feds to stay out of prison themselves or for their family members to stay out of prison. The deal is, you know, if you don't want to spend the next 20 years in solitary confinement or your wife or your kids, you're going to do what we tell you to do. And it's not usually put forward that starkly. It's usually a smooth breaking in process. By the end of it, the guy thinks he joined the feds, but they really have the guy on the hook. The reason these type of informants are by far the most dangerous is because they were patriots before they were traitors and informants and snitches. So you already know them. You already trust them. When your inner circle of patriots says, we're not going to invite anybody in that we haven't known for 10 years, Well, you did know this guy for 10 years. It's just that they put the squeeze on him, and he's now working for the other side. And this is something that's going to be very important to be aware of going forward into what could easily turn into a dirty civil war, Northern Ireland style, very easily. So when we look at the capital situation with I think it was the Oath Keepers 2 and 3 at the hotel, not arrested. Who paid for the hotel? And when you're looking for the federal snitch or stooge, often it's the helpful guy that you is introduced by a third party. So they may have a slight squeeze on a member of a group, just enough for him to give an introduction to some new guy. If the new guy seems to have lots of spending money, lots of connections, he's IT savvy, and he can really help with your comms, that's really dangerous. Odds are great you're being set up. Now, another type of an informant that you're going to come across, and you'll see these guys on social media quite a bit where it's tolerated. Like I post on Gab all the time. It's the best free speech platform, and it's running great nowadays. But for a while, they had a big problem with, just rabid Nazis, most of whom I think aren't really Nazis. They're fed trolls. And what they do is they'll slime any group or platform just by posting, gas the Jews type memes. That slimes the entire platform. And then they'll be looking for somebody that's emotionally weak that they can send into a synagogue in Pittsburgh or into a church in Charleston. That's when these guys get their payoff, when they can troll and sucker somebody into something that will slime the entire conservative movement. So be especially wary of these guys who pretend to worship Adolf Hitler. Of course, they can't come out and say it, but they'll talk about, white pride in terms of everything is always, the fault of a particular religious group. And what they're trying to do is draw out the weakest person to send them into a synagogue or a church. And that is absolutely the worst poison for the patriot movement. Every time something like Pittsburgh or Charleston happens, it sets the patriotic cause back light years. So you absolutely have to shun these people. They're almost invariably, if they're not completely clinically insane, they're just fed trolls trying to pull people into doing something evil. Now, on the other side of the break and for the last section, I want to talk about maybe what I think is the most important thing since January 6th. It's these people who are guilty, supposedly, of trespassing, who have been in solitary confinement for up to six months in the United States of America. And I'm calling this now the American Gulag. This is something I can't ever remember seeing in America. Maybe it happened in some small southern jail, back in the 30s or even the 50s, but certainly not in the era of modern communications where it's known that this atrocity is going on, but nobody seems to do anything about it or really care.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
It's Matt Bracken.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You know, for the rest of the time today, I want to talk about something that I consider extremely, extremely serious. And that's the American gulag that's being tested right now in Washington, D.C. Americans from just about every state have been arrested and dragged to this one prison complex in Washington, D.C. It's like a real Mordor-looking urban prison, multi-story urban prison, where they're being kept in solitary confinement 23 hours a day in a steel box that's 7 feet by 10 feet. That's about the size of a parking space. So next time you see the parking space between two white lines, imagine that's a box and you're living in it 23 hours a day. During the other hour at most, that's your time for hygiene, any phone calls, and exercise, which is also by yourself, just in a bigger pen instead of in your 7x10 cell. It's not like they're taking you out on a field trip to run in a park. You're just being put in another dog kennel where you can walk back and forth a little further. This is all being done very deliberately. This is beta testing a gulag. If Americans will just lie down for this and accept it, it's going to grow like a cancer. You know, and it's being rubbed in our face that hundreds of Antifa and BLM terrorists, guilty of arson attacks, blinding federal agents with green lasers intentionally, you know, throwing firework grenades, the type of fireworks that are meant to detonate 800 feet up in the air, taking that instead of putting it in the mortar tube to fire it in the air, just lighting it and throwing it in amongst a crowd of police. These are deadly weapons. They're all released. Charges are dropped. So it's very clear that the FBI and the DOJ have just become the American Stasi. They're rubbing that in our face and saying, what are you going to do about it, punk? Nothing. We don't even know how many people are being held in solitary confinement. We don't even know all of their names. You know, one of them is the Q shaman. His name is Jacob Angeli, Jake Angeli. He's you know, probably got some emotional things going on. I get it. He's sort of a combination of a performance artist and a new age, you know, free spirit. And he liked to be on camera, obviously. He went from rally to rally. But the guy's in solitary confinement. You know, he walked into the Senate chamber like, wow, what's up? We'll take care of it. They've got him in there for carrying a deadly weapon because on the end of his flag, there's a little, you know, plastic spear point. Anyway, on the end of his flagpole, the guy who put his feet up on the desk, same thing, solitary confinement. And I'm not sure if it was Jacob Angeli, but in some of the reporting, somebody was having a breakdown in the cell, and the goons, the guards, the D.C. jail guards, went in and beat him and maced him at close range in the cell to calm him down, I guess. This is putting it right in our face. Oh, you're a bunch of patriots. You're so brave. We've grabbed your guys. We put them in solitary. We beat them at will. When there's news stories that come out, we take away their hour a day. And you guys do absolutely nothing. You don't even know where they're being held. It's a complex, you know, acres and acres complex, prison complex. We don't know where they're being held. It became important, you know, during the troubles in Northern Ireland, the British and the Northern Ireland police, they opened up a prison called the Maze, Long Kesh. They didn't arrest and try people. I mean, obviously, there were IRA convicted terrorists in there, but just people related to IRA suspects. They were interned. They were picked up and arrested basically for being related to people that they didn't like, that they thought were suspicious. They were thrown into jail for years, like preventive detention. This is what these guys, after the January 6th Capitol riot, they're in quote-unquote pre-trial detention, no bail. They're not able to see lawyers in private because they're gaming this COVID nonsense to say if any attorney is going to be in a room with you, they'll have to be in a two-week quarantine. So the only time you get to speak to a lawyer is over a phone. That means the government's listening. Most of these guys can't afford any kind of an attorney. They're dragged back from you know, out west or some far distant state. They have no contacts. So imagine getting a Washington, D.C. public defender and talking to him over a phone, a monitored phone, to get your legal advice. This is just disgusting and cruel and a completely barbaric third world practice. This is why Putin was basically saying, get the log out of your eye. We can't say that we have a justice system when people are, you know, for misdemeanor trespass, people are thrown in solitary 23 hours a day in a 7 by 10 foot steel box for trespassing. No bail, no lawyers, no family contact. Again, it's the COVID thing. No visitation from your family. By anybody's definition, this is torture. This is Devil's Island stuff, Papillon. This is unworthy of a civilized country that claims to believe in the rule of law. And believe me, it's not an accident and it's not a fluke. It's a beta test. They're looking right at us and saying, so what are you going to do about it? You don't even know their names. When I posted this on Gab, some people said, maybe it's time for a Bobby Sands. He was an IRA guy in the maze in Longcash who did a hunger strike to death. But they wouldn't even allow that in this situation because we don't know who they are. You can't have a Bobby Sands if you don't know their names. And I have no doubt they would force feed. They would just stick something down their throat like a pate goose and just inject the food into the stomach. They'll go into the cell to beat these guys. One guy may lose the eyes. His orbit was crushed. That's the bone around the eye by a beating in the cell. And we don't even know their names. Julie Kelly from American Greatness is one of the only writers in this country brave enough to put her name on articles about the American gulag. I mean, I love and respect Tucker Carlson, but we need to go much deeper on this. If we don't stand up to this mistreatment of the Capitol riot trespassers, then you can expect it to be expanded. There's going to be federal detention going up all over the place for people that they determine that they're guilty of sedition. And you just are going to disappear. No visitation, no legal representation, beatings at will. When there was a Hanoi Hilton during the Vietnam War, it was very important to get the names out. A young enlisted prisoner, he actually fell off a Navy ship and was picked up by a North Vietnamese boat. He was paroled early and because he was just like a teenage nobody. The older prisoners had this guy memorize hundreds of names. He could memorize them in alphabetical order because it was so important to get the names of the detainees in the Hanoi Hilton out to America. And 6 months after this Capitol Buffalo jump, we still don't know all the names of who is in solitary confinement, being fed crap, beatings at will. And believe me, this is just a test. If we let this slide, it's going to grow like cancer. And none of us will be safe. You know that they would love to see Alex in that solitary prison. They would be laughing their butt off if it was Alex or Tucker or me or lots of other people. If we can't find out who's in there and get them proper legal representation, I mean, if it takes standing outside the gates of the prison with signs, something. But we're doing nothing. They're rotting in solitary confinement. This is mental torture. 7-foot by 10-foot steel box, not fit for a dog. No sunlight, no window. For 6 months. And we do nothing about it. Not even... Our reporters will talk about it. Are they afraid they're going to wind up in a cell too? If that's the case, then the deep state has already won and we've already been beaten. Sorry to be black-pilled, but that's how I feel.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.